Hi folks, it's Thursday, and welcome to the whiny dad blockers who refuse to network podcast. All right, that's not really what this podcast is. I'm Jack from the Jack B. Some people call me Jack Steiner. Some people call me much worse than that. I don't really care what you call me, unless you're the schmata queen, and then you just need to call me. I'm sorry, I'm having too much fun here. So, today I thought we'd just talk for a few minutes. I like to mix up the posting here, sort of a combination of the multimedia, if you will, and the writing. The writing is my preferred medium of communication, if you will. And I think it's what I do best, but like I said, every now and then it's just nice to give you guys a different look, a different style. I haven't done very many videos, speaking of that. And one of the reasons I haven't done too many is not because I've got an ugly mug, although some people would say that I have a face made for radio, but more along, it has much more to do with the fact that the production quality of the videos I have done, I haven't been real happy with that. Now, one of these days, I will I'll take a little time and you know, either take a class or educate myself, I should say, on how to put together a production grade quality video, if that makes sense, or at least something that doesn't look like a really bad science fiction short film that was made in 1930, you know, like kind with like Buck Rogers or Flash Gordon. And you could see the little spaceship on the string in the hand that was pulling it. You know, that's, I don't know. I just, I'm not a big fan of videos where the production quality looks really bad. Now, there is something to be said for authenticity. There's that word again that we always use in blogging. We're always talking about being authentic and being yourself, and there's a lot of truth to that. But it's more, I'm thinking about it more, I want to be polished, but I don't want to be so polished that you look at that and you're naturally suspicious. Or maybe it's just me. Excuse me for a second. I have to take a drink. Ah, how refreshing. I've been trying to drink much more water than I have been. I've been trying to put away the alcohol and the soft drinks and drink, what is it, you know, 64 ounces of water you're supposed to drink or something each day. So it's part of the joy of being almost in my mid-40s. Yeah, I know. I guess I'm having a little issue with it because I keep saying that I'm going to be 45, but I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to be 45. Not that 45 is old. It's not. And you know, if you're talking about rounding, and believe me, we talked about rounding quite a bit with the kids here, I could round down and say I'm closer to 40, but most math professionals would tell you that you got to round up and say I'm closer to 50. Doesn't matter, probably not. It's certainly a hell of a lot better than the alternative, because I'm not ready to be dead yet. I've lived hard, I've lived well, I've lived long. I've lived long and hard. Well, that doesn't sound so good now, does it? Let's just say I've had a pretty good life, but I got a lot I want to do. A lot. So one of the other things just to share with you today is every so often I like to go through the blog and take a look at pages and see if they're still current. And I've talked about this with the About Me page. And I realized that I made a big mistake a while ago that I hadn't corrected. And what that was, there was no image on my About Me page. And the SEO information hadn't been put in. So I stuck it in there. And we'll see if that works. And there'll be more about Jack Steiner, the original dad blogger. Now, mind you, that whole bit about being the original dad blogger, that's... It's more of me taking sort of a poke or a swing or a swipe, if you will, at some of these blogging popularity contests, which I never win. I never am ranked as the number one or 50 or 85 best dad blog, and my fragile male ego just can't take it, which is why I tend to hide underneath my desk. Pretty sad. I'd also like to speak to those trolls that have been hanging out. Some of you where we've had online pissing contests, and if you forgive me for being graphic, it's like we're trying to pull it out and see who's better hung, if you will. Well, when you try and be snappy, snarky, and sarcastic with me online, and then I see you spent 15 minutes reading my blog, I have to smile, because if you spent 15 minutes reading my blog, it means that I own you. All right, maybe I don't own you. Maybe it means nothing. Maybe it just means that you opened a browser and left it open for 15 minutes and forgot about it and closed it. I don't know. I just like having a good time, and truthfully, I don't take a lot of this seriously. I don't take a lot of things seriously. That's why I like being the insouciant dad blogger. But if I referred to myself as the insouciant dad blogger, I'd have many more people asking me what the hell insouciant means. And sometimes I don't mind explaining that. And sometimes it just makes me want to defenestrate people. Defenestration is such a cool term. I don't know about you, but I like it. I like defenestrate quite a bit. So, we are 6 minutes and 17 seconds into our podcast, and I'm curious if you've listened all the way through. I would like you to tell me. The other thing that I'm going to include here at the tail end, actually, before I forget, is we have Livefyre, the commenting system there, and I may put together a separate post on this, but we've just installed side notes. So those are pretty damn cool, and that just exists on the Jack B. So if you're not at www.thejackb.com and you're listening to this on Audioboo or on Random Thoughts, you won't see it. But if you go to thejackb.com, you will find the Livefyre side notes. So I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.